Looking for a copy of our Saturday special broadcast, March 8th from 10 to noon. If you're able to help us out, give us a call, 475-1080, and thank you very much. Stay tuned to KSCO for KSCO Presents with Dr. Bill Wattenberg on KOMY. It's Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. It's 12:06.
And now, KSCO presents Dr. Bill Wattenberg. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wattenberg today, give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
All righty, I was waiting for that. Here we go. KSCO presents. For the next 2 hours, hey, you're the stars of this program if you pick up the telephone and use this powerful talk radio station to your region, now growing by leaps and bounds all the time. 831-479-1080 into this switchboard. And I take anything you think is important, anything you want to tell the world, anything you want to kick around, and if you have a problem, a puzzle, something you want solved, that's always the most fun. We'll pull in some experts if we need be here. But get in here now quickly. Don't wait an hour and then it's too late to get everyone on. Now, been a busy morning for me. I just finished, shortly before this show, a delightful interview with President Jimmy Carter on, of all things, he's put out a new Bible. But after a little introduction of what he's done there, he's quite willing to talk about the energy situation, the impact on poor people and farmers. And he's precisely in agreement with what I and others have been trying to tell the White House for so long. Go to my webpage, drbill.us, or go to Dr. Bill at KSCO, I believe you'll find it there. But anyway, drbill.us, drbill.us. You'll see the letter to President Obama. The White House has been there for 3 years. Use our natural gas. Stop this blackmail. Get some real independence. The president heartily agreed, President Carter. You'll hear that this coming Sunday night, 8 o'clock, on the Open Line to America national show. Broadcast over the same station, KSCO, and many, many others around the country. But hey, in terms of current business here, Michael Zwirling, the owner of KSCO, notified me a little earlier this morning that he had made a firm decision to keep the Rush Limbaugh program. Of course, it's still out there. The same voices of protests threatening to boycott the station and boycott its advertisers and what have you. Well, I think enough is enough. The sample I took on my programs last week said you maybe have 10 wild protesters out there trying to sound like 10,000. And the rest of the audience, certainly those who called, were fairly considerate. They didn't like what Limbaugh said. They understood he tried to make an apology. Some of them even think that was sincere, but so what? He's moving on. And he has said what he did was stupid, all right? Of course, he couches it in terms to try to make it, I like his favorite expression, he stooped to the level of the liberals, all right? But nevertheless, he said he screwed up, and he apologized, so we're going to move on. But does that give anyone a right to go around threatening to deny other people their First Amendment rights, their freedom of speech, to say what they think? I say lots of things that incense people, and then I open the lines, and you can come in here and incense me if you want. You can dump all over me. That's what freedom of speech is all about. That's what a great radio station is all about. But for those of you who are advertisers to this station, who experience any intimidation from anyone, why don't you call me? Call the station and they'll get a hold of me. I'll be happy to come down there. Hey, I'll come down. You've got some serious protesters that want to bother your business. I'll come down there and stand alongside of you. I'm sick and tired of this crap, okay? As a matter of fact, what is brought into focus is a lot of people should be using this radio station for their local business and advertising. The reach is tremendous now. I'm getting emails from folks all over Northern California and around the country listening on the internet, growing by leaps and bounds. And it's a bargain compared to almost any other media you could go to. Let me tell you some interesting stories about using local radio for your local businesses. Many years ago, on major program I had to the West Coast over a Big E station in San Francisco, no longer there. Many years ago, a guy came to me, this was 30 years ago, and he had a product to sell radios. And he was working in his own garage and putting out his first radio. And so I began reading his ads to the West Coast, and his business started growing. And then pretty soon he had to hire staff, and then it was a big staff. Today, he's a very big company. Multi-million-dollar company. You'll hear me read his ads here on this program today sometime. But along the way, he did something very clever. As he introduced new products, he got his staff members to write the ad copy to say what they thought was unique. Some of them even read some of it. They'd give it to me. I'd read it. And his staff members got credit for it, because who knows more about the product? The people who make it, the people who deal with the public. Well, many of you have businesses and you have staff members who probably can more adequately and colorfully describe your business and what you're selling than professional people who write ad copy. And you know what's nice about it? You can also let them make the commission for preparing an ad and having it aired. You know, radio stations do pay commissions to people who sell advertising. Well, what's the matter with your own staff, maybe your own family? Over the years, I read ads that were prepared by a business owner's granddaughter or grandson. They were really clever. And they got the commissions every time the ad runs. So give it some thought. I think with this intimidation crap that was going on last week and threats to boycott advertisers, it's very appropriate to stick it right in their face. You're just going to see a lot more advertising on this radio station, because the owner of this station does do things in a fair manner. You hear opposing voices on any opinion. You hear people on other programs that refute what I say. I refute what they say. That's called your right to free speech. That's what you better guard and respect. And if you disagree with something, then get off your butt and pick up the telephone. Dial 831-479-1080. And say it on the air. Say it to everyone. You can confront me on anything. And I think anyone and any other host on this program. So what's all this boycott stuff, huh? All right, I'm trying to read the fine print. We have Ron in Soquel. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz, the AM 1080 station.
Bill, this is way off of what you're talking about, but there was a product called carbide, and they used to use it in carbide lanterns.
Yes.
That you put it in water, and it creates a gas.
I remember it very well. As a teenager, I worked in a gold mine tunnel, and you had to put the little packet on your belt to make the gas and the little flame up in the reflector.
Well, we used it for other things, too, but I don't want to talk about that. But now... I was wondering, is that product manufactured or is it mined?
Well, better than that. It comes out of the pipe into your home. It's called natural gas. The little carbide, which you called carbide, was a chemical. When you dripped a little water on it, it would make some methane gas or hydrocarbon, something equivalent to natural gas. It's a very expensive way to make it, but very handy if you want to make just a little bit for a little lamp on your head, see. But sure, it's around. And
I was just basically thinking if its product could be used to produce, you know, put a pill in your gas tank and go.
Very expensive to do it that way. Natural gas is so abundant and so inexpensive that it's you wouldn't even think about doing that. You just take the natural gas.
Okay, you answered it. Thank you.
Hey, good question, though. Good observation. Thanks for calling KSCO. Hey, now, for the rest of you, there are lines here waiting for you. 831-479-1080. Already have emails pouring in from the South Bay and the Great Bay Area and Central Coast, San Joaquin Valley. Well, hey, pick up the telephone and say it on the air. Why tell me an email? I don't have time to answer you. I appreciate your writing. But if you like talk radio and you want to keep it alive, and this station's doing it in a big way, come in here and use it. And if you want to do something about your community, if you want to stop things you don't like and start things you do like, here's where you propose it. Hey, you bend more ears here in one telephone call than all the people you'll meet in the rest of your life, so why be timid? All right, let's see. One other thing I was going to bring up to you. The NOAA, the ones I call the NOAA Nazis who've been arresting your jet skiers and a lady for feeding a whale and drag him into federal court. The real heat's coming on them now on the East Coast and elsewhere, and all soon it'll be out here, for the abuses of what this belligerent bureaucracy has done. I mean, they really do qualify the Nazi mentality of intimidating people, bankrupting them, making up rules as they go along to justify their own blubber butts on the payroll. That's why I call them blubber butts with badges. They are not law enforcement people who have done any academy training, who ever risked their lives in protecting the public. The only thing they do is protect their own cushy positions on the payroll. Most of them are political appointees. The good scientists and the people who used to represent NOAA, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, studying the atmosphere, doing real science. These people are not science. They make it up as they go along. If they have a slow day and they want to justify hiring two more buddies on the government payroll you have to pay for, they go out and invent an accusation that somebody waved a flag at a sea otter that disturbed his day or something, and then they arrest you. This is the kind of crap they do. But they've now been tracked down to collecting hundreds of millions, blackmailing it from fishermen primarily, and people enjoy the coastal area, and then using the money for their own benefit. Latest, some guy bought a pleasure cruiser up in the Seattle area, bragging about taking his relatives out at government expense for booze parties. And they've busted a whole bunch of them, including a judge back on the East Coast. You know, this NOAA operation has its own, quote, administrative judges that are supposed to be unbiased and fair. Turns out they're buddies and taking drinking tours with the so-called law enforcement officers. That's being investigated by the Inspector General now. Powerful senators, powerful people in the Congress are now calling for a much broader investigation. I've told them I'll go testify from what I've seen. Hearings are coming. These buggers here, and they are the NOAA Nazis, they're going to have to answer for what they've done. But I'm still waiting for an explanation for them to say why they have wasted millions of the taxpayers' money chasing down people in a jet ski or someone who supposedly fed a whale, dragging them to federal court, and then making suckers out of the federal judges. The federal judges know when they force a citizen to go to the federal court, that citizen's probably bankrupt right there. Cost you $10,000 just to get a lawyer to go into the federal courtroom, answer the charges. And yet the Nazis, like the brown shirts in Germany, have their whole army of free lawyers, U.S. Attorney's Office. Dead butts and dead beats in the U.S. Attorney's Office have nothing better to do than write up charges against someone for feeding a whale. Tell me what you think about it a little bit, would you? All right, let's see who's next up. Jerry in Scotts Valley, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Hi, Bill.
What's on
Great
your mind?
Great program.
Thank you.
Yes, the previous caller was asking about calcium carbide.
Yes.
It produces acetylene gas.
Yeah, it's a hydrocarbon. I've forgotten. Yeah. You're right. It's acetylene, not natural.
It's currently used to produce the acetylene gas for oxyacetylene welding.
Sure.
And it's quite useful gas. It's very high energy. The problem is it's unstable. So using it in large containers or large quantities without having it absorbed in something like acetone.
Yes.
It tends to break down violently.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
I've been using it as a welding gas for many years. I'm quite familiar with the machinery.
Oh, well, I grew up with acetylene torches and arc welders, too.
Yeah.
But acetylene is, you're right, is generally delivered in very tight sealed containers.
Right. And it's usually absorbed in acetone, so it doesn't have the reactive surface.
Right. But it's not appropriate to think about for massive quantities of gas open to the environment.
It would be really unsafe to use an automotive fuel.
Well, I didn't realize that. I appreciate that information, but
I tend to agree with your stance on these environmentalists, especially this business about this woman and the feeding the whales.
Well, they're not environmentalists. They're frauds.
No.
The
yeah.
most common thing for bureaucracies, 600,000-800,000 in this country, is to hide behind the mantle of being an environmentalist.
That usually
means they've done nothing more than memorize a short list of buzzwords, you know, climate mm-hmm. change, ecosystem, blah, blah. And they get a job on the government payroll. And then they yeah. invent environmental threats. And they end up doing more harm than good. You remember the MTBE they put in the poison, the gasoline, for 12 years? Poisoned the entire state and the economy and the environment of California and other states.
I'm just reading a letter here that was purportedly sent to Diamond Nuts, Diamond Almond Corporation,
uh-huh.
from the Food and Drug Administration regarding adjudication of walnuts as being a... controlled substance drug because you know, it's a very complicated letter. It's, you know, about two paragraphs long, and it details every section that covers the walnuts and the advertising that they were good for you, so that made them a drug, and they had to be applied for as a new drug because they weren't recognized. Just
now, wait a minute. Are you kidding? Look, you mean the walnuts I buy in the store, the grocery store?
Regular old English walnuts.
They are regulated in some way?
Well, that's what the claim is in this letter.
Well, these idiots, these idiots will claim they have to control the hairs on your, well...
Tell me about it.
But I mean, there's no substance to it. I mean, there's a babbling idiot calling himself an environmentalist or a regulator somewhere who'll cook up anything.
Yeah, well, apparently Diamond is purported to be a contributor to the GOP heavily, and so this is another attempt at... coming down on
that's a pretty hard connection to make. I mean, I hear you, but just a minute before it gets too deep now. Show me who is even suggesting that they're going to have federal FDA regulation of walnuts, would you?
Well, the letter just states that there's a complaint lodged with
well,
the
sure
FDA.
Well, sure there's a complaint. Hey,
walnuts.
Look, there's a wino on every street corner that complains about something. But that's all there is to that. Okay.
But if you get a formal letter from a big alphabet agency, it's scary.
Yeah, well, if
and
it's
that's
not,
intimidation
but, hey, look,
process.
But look, Jerry, use your head. You got to suspect it's a fraud before you go to that. Okay, take care. Thanks for your call. Say your number into the KSCO studios, 831-479-1080. I've heard everything. Oh, come on. I'll be right back.
Walk on.
Trudy, you all right?
I'm practicing for karaoke nights at Britannia Arms. You know, Fridays in Aptos and Saturdays at the new pub in Capitola. Will you come to cheer me on?
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
You know what, Trudy? You do really well at the trivia night at Britannia Arms. Wednesdays in Aptos, Tuesdays in Capitola.
Crikey, I might just have a go at that.
Right, there's always a reason to go to the Britannia Arms. Great live music Saturdays in the Aptos pub and Fridays at the new Capitola one.
Music and grub by the ocean sounds lovely.
And I hear there's going to be an awesome St. Paddy's Day celebration at both pubs.
The pipes are calling.
Karaoke, trivia, live music, any night's a fun night at Britannia Arms. Now they have two pubs to choose from because...
Two Brits are better.
The Britannia Arms now has two locations, in Capitola Village on the Esplanade and at 8017 Soquel Drive in Aptos.
For seniors, having close and accessible medical care is important. Here in Santa Cruz County, the majority of our local doctors and specialists are members of PMG, Physicians Medical Group, local doctors who are close to you when you need them most. With PMG, you have your own personal doctor who sees you every visit. That's something to remember when considering a Medicare Advantage plan.
If electricity flows through it, You can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics, voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Tune in to the Sentinel radio program this evening at 7 p.m. right here on AM 1080 KSCO. Brought to you by First Church of Christ Scientist Monterey. Come into our Christian Science Community reading room and bookstore and find comfort from the challenges you're facing. We have the resources that will connect you with your God-given substance. Find help now. Our address is 780 Abrego Street in Monterey. Reach out for this help today. Come in and visit or call 831-372-5076. 372-5076.
Hey, back to you on KSCO Presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg. You're the stars of this program now when you pick up the telephone and dial a magic number into the KSCO switchboard, 831-479-1080. Of course, here in the Monterey Bay Area, it's a local number, 479-1080. For those of you in the massive South Bay Area, all of Silicon Valley, San Jose, Fremont, South Bay, down the Central Coast, out the San Joaquin Valley, put the 831 area code in front of it, 479-1080. Switchboard's filling up here. I'll give these folks some air time, and then it's your turn. But, hey, here's an interesting little observation sent to me, and, you know, you have to think about it. Big announcement. Obama appoints 2 devout Muslims to Homeland Security posts. Hey, now, doesn't this make you feel a lot safer already? Here it is. Obama and Janet Napolitano. Napolitano, tough to pronounce. Obama and Janet appoint Arif Alakan, a devout Muslim, as Assistant Secretary for Policy Development. Now, that means the plans of Homeland Security, how you find the terrorists, see? Anyway, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet swore in Karim Shora, a devout Muslim who was born in Damascus, Syria. He's also the ADC National Executive Director. He's being sworn in as a member of the Homeland Security Advisory Council. Now, these two posts, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development, Homeland Security Advisory Council, which I know very well, they discuss the plans of how they're going to detect and find the next terrorist. So this will be very handy. These fellows and their normal connections back home to Syria and elsewhere can tell all the others who might plan to be a terrorist what to avoid from now on. Why bother, with all these new airport screening stuff? Here's a way to get around it, huh? But here's the chilling note. Have any of you ever heard a new government official being identified by the White House as a devout Catholic, a devout Jew, or a devout Protestant? How come they go to great lengths to point out that they have appointed devout Muslims to the highest security positions in the U.S. government? Good question. Hey, great question, Mac. Now, Mike in Soquel, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Hey, Dr. Bill, nice speaking with you today.
Thank you.
I've got a natural gas vehicle update for you.
Love it.
Our local paper last week, they had an article about the natural gas vehicles, and what they stated in the article was that Ford is making a van. They have been making a van for a while that uses natural gas. The Dodge Corporation is going to be making trucks with natural gas by June, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And their range, I guess they mentioned the range for the Dodge truck is going to be around 450 miles. And, of course, there's also going to be a gas tank on there for regular
Bi-fuel vehicles, the designs have been around. They've been making them. They just cost too much before. That's why I've been pushing this all over this country for so long. Private industry is now doing what the White House and others said they couldn't do or isn't worthwhile. You see, isn't that dumb?
Oh, yeah. And then GM is going to start making the natural gas trucks also, and their range is going to be around 650 miles.
Yes.
And of course, Honda's been making their Civics because they don't have any trucks there. But here's the bottom line to the article. They said that natural gas is going to add $20,000 to the cost of the vehicle.
In small quantities, yes, that's the problem. But that's why we've told the president to do the most intelligent thing imaginable for 3 years, announce that all federal vehicles purchased new must run on compressed natural gas as well as gasoline or diesel, you know, they're called bi-fuel vehicles. Same thing that's being made at too high a cost. With a big market, a million vehicles, the price comes way down. And the car companies say that, you see. Now, if you do that, you're telling the foreign oil suppliers, to hell with you, we're going to start converting. We're really going to make a real step to conversion to our own natural gas. We don't need you. Price of gas comes down, PDQ. I just got through talking to President Jimmy Carter 1 hour ago, who agrees. He knows the vast resource we have. He knows how this is hurting low-income families and farmers all over this country. What in the hell is wrong with the White House? Obama keeps listening to these religious fanatic advisors of his who hate you because you're driving and using fossil fuels. They won't approve anything.
That's right.
Well, it's happening whether they like it or not. And it's delightful because the first step, when you point out Chrysler and General Motors will now produce these vehicles for the public, as they build up quantity, the price comes down because there's no more hardware required to have the natural gas and bi-fuel vehicle, hardly any more hardware than the regular car, you see?
Yep, and but then they are going to have both tanks because there's very few natural gas fill-up stations.
There are more and more, and you'd be surprised. You haven't been listening to the guys who already have the Hondas driving the entire West Coast with no trouble, huh? You have a book that tells you where the fill-up stations are at airports, PG&E places, stations, and more going in all the time.
All right.
Well, that's what we need to do. They talk about new alternative fuels that are 10, 15 years out, making gasoline from algae or growing, you know, planting the whole state of California in switchgrass or something, which they don't know how to harvest. Compare that with the easy step to use natural gas when you can already do it.
Yep. No, you know, the situation with the algae fuel, well, the Navy has vessels that are operating on the algae fuel.
They don't have vessels that are using enough algae fuel to power the toilets. You know that? They're experimenting with it. But that's all they're doing. And I dream of these miracles coming true. We have to have research to work on them. But it is criminal to tell the public these are right around the corner. When the economy's dying, 60 million families are starving, I mean being bankrupted. Sure, the top scientist in the world, Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu, very bright guy in his own scientific field, a niche of physics in which the forces and the powers aren't big enough to tickle a flea. You don't step out of that and suddenly become a world expert on how you supply the energy to a nation that has to be moving forward.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much.
You invest in new research, even throw billions of dollars away, as he said, in places that were speculative. Maybe you hit a jackpot. But the development of that is 8, 10, 15 years out. What do we do right now when we have our own vast resources of natural gas? It's stupid, you know, not to use it. So, hey, you got me going there, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Next up here, Maxine and Aptos. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Maxine?
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Yes.
I'm glad I found you.
Thank you.
What is Skype?
What is Skype?
Yes.
It is an easy way to communicate with the computer and the Internet, if you have them, where you can essentially make a telephone call over the internet to anyone else who has the Skype system. In fact, you can even have video calls where you see each other. But you need a computer and you need to be connected to the internet.
I am.
Are you?
Yes. Well,
then look, have anyone help you there. Simply go into skype.com. That web page will come up. It'll describe to you how you sign up, how you use it. And if you have friends somewhere else with a computer and they load the Skype program, you can communicate to them free of charge.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so get a friend to help you and have them pull up the Skype webpage, skype.com, and then follow the instructions for you to sign up. And then you call your friends that you'd like to talk to, no matter where they are, and tell them to do the same, or maybe they already have. And then if they have, all you need is their ID, and bingo, you can talk to them over the computer.
Wonderful.
Hey, good luck, Maxine.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Bob, San Jose. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Glad to get some of you South Bayers in here. A lot of you emailing and listening, and you don't call.
I'm streaming you online, by the way.
Oh, well, great.
I lost you since KGO started the other radio station. I've lost contact.
Well, they did me a favor and made me discover this one, which is a powerhouse and some of the brightest and best in the world to talk to. And then I've started a nationally syndicated show you can hear on Sunday nights here all over the country, 8 p.m. to 11, on this station and others.
In the meantime, the Republican candidates have come out and called for the abolishing the Department of Energy. I was wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, why in the world would you set with a 50,000-strong bureaucracy that has created no new energy, does nothing but suck money out of the system, even screwed up our national laboratories by smothering them with worthless bureaucrats?
Well, I know you have ties to the Department of Energy. That's
I don't have any official ties. I do not have any official ties to the Department of Energy. Wait a minute. I want to make something very clear to you so everyone understands it. No, I have no ties to them. I work with scientists at the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory, Los Alamos, Sandia, anybody who wants, and I do it through a California State University, all right? I only help them. You get the point?
No money.
You hear? I help them.
I understand. But the Department of Energy, aren't they in charge of nuclear, not only nuclear power, but the nuclear weapons?
They are, and they do just as poor a job there as they do in elsewhere, is my opinion. We once had the Atomic Energy Commission that managed the greatest degree of development, progress, safety, security, everything. And it was taken into a new Department of Energy. I just got through talking to President Jimmy Carter an hour ago, who created the Department of Energy during the first energy crises of the 70s. He created it with the hope that it would help us produce new energy for our nation to be independent. Done just the opposite.
So are you in agreement with them and you want to abolish
it? I am very much agreement they should abolish the U.S. Department of Energy, get rid of all the blubberbutt bureaucrats, give the national laboratories back control to run their own laboratories the way they used to.
What about the nuclear weapon? That's what I'm concerned about.
What do you
about.
Say, nuclear weapons? Like, geez, is some big mystery to you? Do you think that the U.S. Department of Energy does anything about our nuclear weapons? Do you really believe that?
That's why I'm asking. I don't know. I'll tell you what they do.
They have another layer of bureaucrats who pretend to be nuclear weapons experts who sit in Washington and tell our national laboratories, Los Alamos, Sandia, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories, what sort of paperwork and reports to write to the degree that they don't even pay any attention to the safeguarding of our nuclear weapons. That's my opinion, okay?
Okay.
Now, the actual safeguarding of our nuclear weapons, called stockpile stewardship, is done by the national laboratories. and in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Defense, that this is the one, you know, it's going to deliver them if we ever need them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people at the U.S. Department of Energy are just another layer of overseers. Typically, the same guys who were at the national labs, they leave there and go to the Department of Energy to sit there for a few years, huh?
Yeah, there's cronyism everywhere.
So why do we do that?
Have no idea.
And on top of it, 90% of the people who talk about or are involved with nuclear weapons and warheads have never seen one.
Yeah.
They don't know what in the hell they're talking about.
Well, okay. Just listening to the Republican candidate say that, I don't have any education in that area, so...
Well, I think they're in exactly the right direction, because what has happened to our national scientific laboratories is they no longer focus on science, and you have a bulk majority of science. You have a majority of bureaucrats now and paper pushers all over the laboratories with their buddies at the so-called Department of Energy in Washington. They have their equivalent bureaucrats there, and they play ping pong. They generate paperwork for each other to justify themselves on the payroll.
Well, it's
and not, and I will be very specific. Not one in ten is a competent scientist contributing to science or technology or even the safeguarding of our nuclear weapons, okay?
I'm glad to hear you. I'm back on the radio, and I'll tune in more.
And I want to add one other thing. I was a designer of this country's nuclear weapons many years ago. But I do know what they look like. I do know what's in them. I do know what we have to do to safeguard them. And
I wasn't going to ask you for any more than that. I know you can't divulge much.
Well, I can divulge that much. And I was a strong supporter of the test ban. We did enough. But we have to keep what we have. We want to be secure in this world. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for the call. I hope I explained it for you a little bit. Your number in the KSCO studios, 831-479-1080. Switchboard wide open now. I gave everyone a shot at the airwaves that lined up there. It's your turn. Another full hour to go. And again, any question, any subject, any topic you want to talk about, it's important to you. It's important the folks are listening. Be right back.
I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market. This week, we are featuring beautiful asparagus tips from Mexico, $1.29 a pound. From Mexico, we have large Haas avocados, 89 cents each, Roma tomatoes, 77 cents a pound, and tomatillos, 69 cents a pound. From California, we have cauliflower, 2 for $3, and red leaf, green leaf, butter, and romaine lettuce, 97 cents each. In organics, we are featuring California celery, 99 cents each, and red butter lettuce, $1.19 each, and broccoli, $1.19 a pound. From Washington, we have organic pink lady apples, $1.29 a pound. We have three great weekend specials, fresh bunch spinach, 99 cents each, large red onions, 69 cents a pound, and organic romaine hearts, $1.49 a package. Fresh produce at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Markets.
Hey folks, are you stressed out lately? Stressed out about your job? Stressed out about your family? Stressed out about your relationships? Well, sorry, I can't help you there. But if you're stressed out about your real estate situation, maybe I can help you. I'm Randy Turnquist, longtime local resident and California realtor. Don't hide your real estate problems and just hope they'll get better by themselves. You need the information and the knowledge to make intelligent decisions and take action. If you'd like a private conversation about your real estate situation, give me a call at 477-3173. If you're stressed out about your real estate situation, I may have a solution for you. Remember, talk is free, and who knows, I may be able to help. So if you'd like a private conversation, give my private phone line a call at 477-3173. Don't hide your real estate problems and just hope they'll get better by themselves. Give me a call at 477-3173.
We're here at the Joneses, where we've secretly replaced the paper forms and stuff they normally use to do their taxes with Free File. Let's see what happens. See, Free File is online, exclusively from the IRS. It's the completely free way for everyone to prepare and e-file federal taxes. And Free File does the hard work for you with brand name tax software or online fillable forms.
You can stop whispering now.
Just visit freefile.irs.gov.
Hey, kids, what time is it? That's right, it's happy hour. Hi, I'm Charlie Friedman, inviting you to our afternoon get-togethers here on KSCO. Join me weekdays at 4 here on your favorite radio station for 3 hours of news, traffic, weather, news talk, and a few great 78s from my vast collection. So, listen to Happy Hour on KSCO. Learn why they call me the genial genius of Watsonville. Happy Hour, 4 to 7 weekdays on KSCO.
Okay, we're back to you on KSCO Presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg. Final segment here this first hour. Switchboard's beginning to fill up. Lines open for you, though, at 831-479-1080. I'm sure you've got something you want to tell the world, your favorite topic. Here's the place to do it. And if you have a puzzle, a problem, something you'd like to solve, a specific, I always love that. That's a lot of fun. And the world of experts out there waiting to tell us how to do it, so come along. Again, I want to comment one more thing. I said earlier in this program, I'm getting slugs of emails about it from people. How do I do this? That is, you ought to be advertising on this program. The hell with these airheaded so-called protesters, all six of them, I think, who want to sound like they're 60,000. If one of them comes around to your business and says they're going to boycott something because they don't like that Russ Limbaugh's program is still aired on this station or anyone else's, call me. I'll come over there. I'm dead serious. I'll come over there. We'll see how many of them are going to stick around, huh? But I'll do something better. You know, there's time to take, just really stick it in their face. You need to be advertising on this station. It's a great station. Rates are very reasonable compared to the biggies. And in fact, your message is going out to some of the most affluent in the South Bay of the Great Bay Area. That's 70% of the buying public there. And all over the Monterey Bay Area, in the Central Coast and San Joaquin Valley. And I suggest a little earlier, if you want to have some fun, your own employees or your own family or you know best how to convey the message of what it is you make or you're selling. Do it. Sit down and write it out. If you want some help recording, this station has a guy, Bill Graff's got one of the great radio voices for production, as well as it's as good and on a par with anything I've heard anywhere in the big stations of this country. And, hey, if you want, I'll record an ad for you. You write the copy. If it makes sense and is readable, I'll record it for you. Do it all the time. But then, let's stick it to these so-called boycotters who are going to punish people for exercising their First Amendment rights. And come on, they're going to punish a radio station that gives you a complete diversity and freedom of expression. Come on, stick it, you guys. Let's see who's next up here. We have Dave in Carmel Valley. You're on KSCO, Dave.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Hey, you had some algebra problems on last week. You talked about algebra.
I gave you a little example.
I know. Yeah. I got a favorite algebra problem.
Let's hear it.
Okay, it takes about a minute.
Well, it's getting a little long, but let's start on it. Let's see if I can handle it.
A rope over top of a fence has the same length on each side and weighs one-third of a pound per foot.
Wait. A rope over a fence.
Oh, you can't. I'd have to email this thing to you for you to do it.
Quickly, summarize. You have a rope going over a fence. There's some hanging on both sides of the fence?
Yeah, weighs one-third the rope weighs one-third of a pound per foot.
All right.
And on one end hangs a monkey holding a banana.
All right.
And on the other end, a weight equal to the weight of the monkey.
All right.
The banana weighs 2 ounces per inch.
Well, how long's the banana?
Well, you have to
Now, you're making up a very silly problem here, you know.
No, it's an interesting one.
Yeah, well, why don't you email it, send it to Dr. Bill at KSCO.com.
Okay, will do. It's too complicated. Otherwise.
Well, it certainly is, because I know where you're going, and you can make it a lot simpler. But go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I got one I'll send out someday about a guy who had a rope going up to a pulley back down to a weight, and he grabbed onto it, and the weight fell and pulled him up into the pulley, okay?
Oh, yeah, and he let go, and what weight landed on his head.
That's right, and when he let go, the weight came down and hit him on the head. Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
And that made him let go of the rope. Okay, well, now we got...
Hey, one other thing.
What?
I was, when I was in the Navy, I was attached to the Department of Military Applications with IRDA, then it became the Department of Energy, and I agree with you. It's nothing but a paperwork mill back there.
We used to have our national laboratories, Los Alamos, Livermore, Sandia, the greatest in the world, with the top scientists of the world or this country in charge, with over two-thirds of the people were scientists, engineers, technicians, building, designing, and doing things, and they were given a budget and said, look, now solve the problems. And that was done by the Atomic Energy Commission, which was simply a committee of some of the most respected scientists and managers and diplomats of the world. Then we took that good thing and stuck it into a cancerous paperwork mill. Paper generation mill is what the Department of Energy is, okay? So I hear you there. I can go on for a long time on that.
I can imagine.
All right, thanks for calling. John in Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO 1080.
Hi, Dr. Bill. I was wondering if you knew how they decided what legal immigrants come to this country, and how do they screen them? Secondly,
I don't know all the details, but I do know that they have to apply. They have to wait some period of time. They have to get the proper papers, and many do that. And they tremendously resent those who just come over the border as illegals and take over their jobs.
Okay. Then the second thing I was wondering about, you know, a thing I've been thinking about for a long time in regards to illegal immigration is if the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or whoever wants to hurt us so bad, couldn't they have been sending, like, fifth columnists across our southern border for years and years?
They could be doing a lot of things. We're wide open to that. No one really knows the answer to that question, but obviously it's possible, you know?
Okay,
even worse than that, you want to think about, I've been involved in for many years, and most scientists I know worry about it. Think of what they could be shipping in a shipping container anytime they wanted to into one of our ports. What do you think they're going to do the minute they get a hold of enough material, enriched uranium in particular, to make a crude bomb? Where do you think they're going to send it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you better start worrying about, and our leaders in Washington are not worrying about it. They're not doing anything about it.
No, they're not, and that's horrible. But, you know, I was thinking it's like, I don't know if you saw the movie Axe of the Dollar, but if ten guys went to each major city to a major shopping center with machine guns and hand grenades and stuff, the police couldn't stop them. They'd have to bring in the army. It would take days. That would completely destroy our economy.
Well, I don't think they're going to destroy our economy with handguns, machine guns, and grenades. They could hurt a lot of people, but they can destroy our economy with a couple of crude nuclear weapons detonated in some of our ports, because every think tank that's thought it out knows that means 20 or 30 million of our country will flee the seacoast areas, nowhere to go, total chaos, all financial markets will close down, no infrastructure. That's the damage they know they could do to us there.
Why is no one thinking about this?
What now?
Why is
well,
no one...
you better ask yourself that question when you vote next November then,
oh,
huh?
Okay.
All right. That's the only answer I can give you. Hey, Lloyd and Aptos, you're on KSCO, Santa Cruz. Hey, Lloyd,
hello.
You're with us.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Bill, sure am. Hey, listen, I'm hearing Ken Salazar, the Secretary of Energy, and the President say we only
have 2%. No, he's Interior, I believe. Secretary of Energy is Stephen Yeah,
Stephen Chu, you're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah, Salazar wants to block off more regions so that you sniveling, dirty citizens can't go in these areas, like right around your Fort Ord, I think, is the next one.
Right. Well, my question regards the claims they're making that they say we only have 2% of the oil in the world. They say oil in the world.
They're flat-out blatant liars.
Our own
U.S. Geological Survey reports point out we probably have more oil reserves than all of the Middle East in the offshore areas, in Alaska, in areas that they deliberately blocked off. Your so-called friendly and, you know, righteous environmentalists did that because you sniveling citizens will hurt the area. You'll defile the country. You'll want more fossil fuels to go to work, and they think that's evil. It's just that simple. You are evil. That's their attitude.
Well, I knew the number was suspect. Yeah.
This guy Salazar skids along the polished corridors of the Department of Interior on his knees, kissing the butts of the latest Sierra Club lobbyist that showed up. See?
Right.
And sniffing the perfume all the way and comes out the other end blabbing their agenda on how evil our people. We must close off more of the country. We must have more preserves where there can be no drilling, no driving, no access by you sniveling citizens with your filthy little toddlers in hand. That's their attitude.
So they're out there basically lying in public.
They are lying. They make up these jingles, these slogans. Oh, drill, baby, drill. That's so evil. Our whole country was built on drilling, and their limousines and jet airplanes are powered because we drill for oil. See, then the next one is, oh, we use 20% of the energy, but we only have 2% of the world's resources.
And yet every
scientist who studied will tell you that this nation probably has more untapped energy reserves than any nation in the world. Certainly the North American continent.
Right. Well, thanks for clarifying.
It's a plain, outright lie. It's a slogan and a mantra to try to explain their own incompetence and indifference and neglect of the U.S. economy in not developing our own reserves while we wait for new miracles to come along that have been promised but are not here. See?
Right.
If you're low income or poor, you are being beat to death by these people. They've taken more money just in the cost of driving to work than you can pay for your mortgage, your kids going out to dinner or going to school. They do not care while they stand up and call themselves the champions of the downtrodden and the poor people. Hey.
Well, I'm retired, and I can tell you that this gas situation is killing me.
Well, it's killing a lot of people.
And you
got a president running around now saying nothing can be done about it. You're lucky. Hey, smell the perfume. Isn't this really good for you? And his advisors, he's a smart guy. They're having him commit political suicide. His polls are way down now in 2 weeks' time. See? When is he going to get smart? Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Scott Santa Cruz, let's see if we can get you in here, Scott.
Hey, Bill, smartest man in the world, love your show. I'm curious about thorium-fueled nuclear power.
I know what you can read. I've seen it all. And I've been around for a long time. Let me give you just a quick summary. Thorium is a material that can be used in nuclear reactors under certain conditions. If you bombard it with neutrons or alpha particles or radiation from something else, like U-235, you can make the thorium convert into uranium-233, which is, again, fissionable, and you can have power reactors from it. And there's an endless supply of thorium around the world. But it is difficult to build such a reactor. There are really good proposals, but we get no cooperation from the U.S. government to ever do the research, so the rest of the world's racing ahead of us. It is possible. It will be done. But it hasn't been done, and you're 10 to 15 years out before they build some that can really be tested and certified. That's the long and short of it. That's all there is to it. You know?
Okay, yeah, I was just curious because it seems perfectly safe with negative void coefficient.
Well, that part's nice, too, if we can achieve it. But the problem is there's been no research. You're not going to see them in a long time.
Weren't they doing it in Oak Ridge?
No, they weren't. There were prototypes. and experiments, but no real prototype full power reactors that could be certified. All right, I'll be back for another full hour here. Your number, 831-479-1080. This is KSCO Santa Cruz at 1080 on the AM dial.
Let's go! CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. A deluge in South Louisiana has led to severe flash flooding. Law enforcement officials in Lafayette Parish are using boats, dump trucks, anything they can to help stranded people evacuate. Sheriff's Captain Craig Stansberry says some 15 inches of rain fell in just 6 hours.
There was a forecast of some heavy rains, but I don't think anyone could have predicted the amount of rain that was going to that we were going to get in the short amount of time.
Thankfully, there are no reports of injuries. We're learning more about the U.S. Army soldier accused of going door-to-door in Afghanistan's Kandahar province Sunday and gunning down 16 civilians. More than half of those victims appear to have been children. CNN's Chris Lawrence is following the story for us from the Pentagon.
This was a staff sergeant who had served at 3 tours in Iraq. This is his first tour in Afghanistan. He'd only been in country for maybe 2 months or so, not much longer than that.
U.S. military officials say the soldier will not face a criminal trial under the Afghan justice system and that any prosecution would be in an American military court. A controversial new Texas law requiring voters to present personal identification before going to the polls has been blocked by the Obama administration. The Justice Department says the law could discriminate against Hispanics and other minorities. Well, on the eve of crucial primaries in the Deep South, Mitt Romney gets a big endorsement from a professional redneck. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy joined Romney on the campaign trail in Mobile, Alabama today during a rainstorm.
The fact that you would stand here in this pouring down rain to listen to the next president of the United States proves to me you are smarter than a fifth grader.
New polls show Romney with a slight lead in Mississippi. Newt Gingrich has a 2-point edge in Alabama. And stocks finished slightly higher today. The Dow gained 37 points. This is CNN Radio.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Market Watch Closing Bell Report. The Dow up 38 points, the Nasdaq down 5, the S&P up a fraction as Wall Street awaited the Fed meeting tomorrow and digested news of a big trade deficit in China. Crude futures fell 1% on the China news. Analysts say there was also some profit-taking going on. Oil settled at just over $106 a barrel. Warmer temperatures make many of us think about hitting the open road on a hog. Harley-Davidson shares hit a 52-week high after Citigroup said sales got a boost from mild winter weather. The stock rose nearly 3% today. It's up 24% this year. B.B. King, Sammy Hagar, and Jimmy Buffett all have restaurant chains. Now Gene Simmons is launching a concept restaurant. His Rock and Brews Backstage Beer Garden will open in El Segundo, California next month. Others are planned for elsewhere in the L.A. area, as well as Denver, Atlanta, and Maui. I'm Adrian Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Dear KSCO listeners, because of the KGO disruptive episode a while ago, our listenership has grown enormously, for which we are delighted and grateful. Most of the new listeners do so via the internet, so MZ has happily obtained a very substantial amount of bandwidth to accommodate them. And because of the newcomers, I shall now occasionally broadcast more of the commentaries from my book. like now. This was broadcast in September 2008 with additions now, and it's just as relevant today. The sad current fact is that there no longer is a true media in our country. The news that we the people are getting is no longer honest and balanced. It's a planned liberal machine committed to making Barack Obama president again, and it furthers the motto of leftist extremists, which is, the end always justifies the means. In 2008, the McCain campaign was barely covered, and then mostly to ridicule Sarah Palin. The public unfairly was not getting the real truth. The deck was stacked. It is the same now. Obama never held an executive job in his life. While in Congress, he voted present most of the time. As president, who must make clear, fast decisions, Obama has been a dismal failure. He cannot make fast decisions. In fact, he's almost incapable of making any decisions. He puts most of them off, hopefully, until his next 4 years. Now,